One day, very soon, we ain't going to ask nobody to have to do that because the praise is going to overcome you. You're going to come into the house of the Lord and praise is going to just overcome you. Hallelujah. It won't be no program anymore. Won't be nothing but just Jesus. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. And I just want to stand here and thank the Lord first for everything. God, I just thank him. And I look at everybody, look at myself, and look at all people. I look. And I say, Lord, nobody know what nobody go through. You never know. You never know. So we must be kind and loving to one another, which we are. I believe this church is a very kind church. The little brother came up. We was praying. He said, I feel the Lord. I've got to get up here. And so I just, as long as you feel the Lord, yeah. Hallelujah, I'm glad of that. And I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. And sometimes I wonder, what should I tell? How much should I tell being a minister? How much should I bear? How much should I bear to the people? How much should I keep? You know what I'm saying? Because I know I have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And to put on the whole armor this morning. Pray, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And his brother was ministering Friday night. Praise the Lord. He was saying, as he didn't know what he did. He was saying, God ain't given me the spirit of fear. He said, I fear you stay right over there. You remember? And I'm going to have my, he started dancing, you know, in his dance, what he do. I said, you don't going to help. Yeah, I said, you don't know who you don't help. Because you don't know who going through what. Send me. If you pull, I used to hear a brother say, pull, I ain't know what he said, but I look at you. I got a lot of other folks I can look at. Trials we in, I'm going to let you sit down a few minutes. The trials we go in, you think, what did I do deserve this? So just in case I did, I started asking God to forgive me for everything I read as a baby on up. When I got two, if I did, whatever I did, Lord, help me. Praise the Lord. But then he speaks. He speaks. You don't go through nothing he don't bring you through. And he told me, he said, ain't nothing that you got, ain't nobody else in here. But I'll make a way for you to get through this. Right. All you got to do is trust me. Praise the Father, I want to thank you this morning for these precious ones that have come out to the house of the Lord. We want to be able, Lord, to give them what you have given to us. Lord, we know who we are, what we are, and we know in your hands we are great. And so, Lord, we ask you in Jesus to bless these people, bless the saints here, bless those that love you, bless those that don't. Praise the Lord. Let us see where we are today. Let the word open our minds and our hearts because you love us so much just like you love Israel. I read about in the Old Testament how you loved her so, and your hands still stretch out no matter what she done. Hallelujah. And I feel that right now you love people. I don't know why you love us so much, but we want to thank you for it so much. We look over ourselves and we know who we are, but yet you love us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. But now, Lord, we find this year we want to come closer. We want to come at least not try to put, because we could never pay you, nothing we do to pay you. But at least we can do what you say. More of it, we can do it. So I ask you, Lord, to bless the service today. Bless thy servant. And I went to, when I went to this, it was Al's first sermon, and oh yes, I remember it. It's game it is now. Don't do me like this no more now, brother. Ed got him preached. Now come on now. So I went to bed that night. Went to bed Friday night. After I got home, I'm not gonna say I'm gonna touch up on it, but I said, Lord, don't nothing need to be said after then. So I went to bed dreaming. Used to be something God tells me. So in this dream, I saw three pieces, one was red. One was purple, and at the bottom, it was another. There shouldn't be. Something should be with that cloth. So I got up, and I thought, I said, God, what in the dream, this white cloth need to be filled? I write this down. So I went and drew the cloths right down right quick, because I'm getting old, and my mind good. I went out, and I went to drying it. It's the blood. We have been saved by the blood. It's kingship, and he is the king over us. We got it all there. And that's what he told me. The white cloth he was concerned about because it hadn't been wrote on to me. God, help me. Help us. So then he took me to James 1:22. He say, but be ye doers of the word. And I'm going to stop right there to keep the message on this. And not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. You know, church is just so wonderful. And we love each other. And I know your testimony is God. And you're not trying to take over. You just love God. I see it when I look out. I want you to preach, you know. But I just really want to thank you for that. But, you know, it's years ago, Tawana, she prophesied and she told us, no more excuses. Say, God told me, gave his son. He loved us more than we ever know. We don't understand how God loved us. We really don't. How the Holy Spirit just come into place. Then all of a sudden your heart begins to understand. Let me tell you, you cannot. You got to get in the presence of God by worshiping, reading the word. You got to get in his presence. Otherwise, you just sit and you hear Lord's revelation and quote it. But unless it get in your heart, it profits nothing. Unless you have to say nothing about it because he said, learn how to start practicing today. It is hard to keep your flesh quiet. I spend hours with the Lord. As he said, but you know, I love it that you do. But let me talk to my people, but they talking. You know, we do this. The Lord told me when people prophesy, like brother come up, he said, there you go off in tongues. And don't tell me you can't control your spirit. This is who I am. You can control. What did he say? Well, he wasn't talking to me, he was talking to you. But you don't know what he done said because you don't, you, a lot of stuff, we come from teaching, come from the churches we come through. Come on now. But it's time for us to learn how God want this thing done. Not how she done it, or she done it, or she. Amen. So he said, what did he say? Be doers of the word. Deceiving yourself. I want to come to church, sister. You come to church, and I know you love God. I'm a hearer of the word, and not a doer. He's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Especially women. Ooh, jeez. You know how we do. We know how you do the other thing with this or whatever you do. I ain't going to get into that. Your best, you do it. And then when you put your clothes on, you get in a long mirror and you go like this. Is it too long, too short? If you got, well, I used to go from my husband. I won't get too calm. Go by, and I turn around. He turn around. He don't got the place. He say, turn. And I turn. Turn around. I said, I'm, you mentioned I had this black check. He said, honey, where you get them old clothes from? Get like my black cape. Velvet. With the stuff around it. Thank you, Jesus. So Lord, sometimes turn around and say, Lord, how I look. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look and see how you look. Yes. You're worried about how you look in the natural, but look at how you're looking. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm feeling good, brother. And when you go through your trials, God ain't going to put nothing on you can't bear. Daughter's my oldest girl because she understands things. And tell her where I'm at. And she said, Mama, I said, girl, I did, Gwen. I got me some oil and went and anointed that bed, honey. I said, now what you do? You ain't coming in off the pillow. I got, honey, how you feel this morning? Things change. Yeah. We. Amen. If spit can work, all can work. He is so great. And you know what, brother? I heard the superlative. And I don't even know what I'm saying. I said, God, you know you superlative. That means you everything. Let God be everything to us now, beloved. Let it be everything to us, beloved. You are. D.D., God is coming to you, honey. I say he's coming. Hallelujah. It makes me shame. It makes me shame. So I get in there, I say, Lord. And then instead of waking me up at 5, now he wakes me up at 4. Don't you know? He said, get up. I am your rest. There remains a rest to the people of God. Well, because that the scripture that David said, that when Jesus said, could you save? So I started praying an hour because I'll try to get there, but I'll be looking like it's got to be an hour because Jesus said. But once you get that thing in your heart that you want to, but to help your neighbor, that you want to be able to say something to somebody, you say, well, I don't know what to say. He'll give you what to say, and he will bless you. Amen. It's you, because he know your heart. He know whether you 4 or 3 or whatever. I'm sick of formality. I want to do this because I love you. Pray a potato pie so I'll fix him a potato pie because I love him. I don't do this. I'm going to see what I, no, I do it because I love it. I love the people here. I love what goes on here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I don't never want to get. I told my Lord, I said, God, we got to see where we are. We go everywhere we want to go. Okay, now. We'll get up 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work. Now, please. I'm trying to be nice. Got the same tired body. We still tired. Still don't, can't, you know. Amen. But then we never think, I want us to think about being in the house of God, your spirit. Somebody gonna say something. Somebody gonna say something to you. The word is gonna say something to you. Praise the Lord. If you come with the right attitude, like I said, brother preach, he's a good preacher. I love him. Praise the Lord. And tell him that you stay over there. Well, I do something. He was going at it. That's me. Help me. Because I'm dealing with something similar to that. So I told the devil, you get over there. Who's this all now? I said, Lord, I used to. What's wrong with me? Let me tell you. I don't know about you. I know it's happening to you too. It seems in this hour, you that love God, God is drawing you closer. And now you're understanding things that you did not. And now, I really want to overcome this stuff, Lord. It's something you've been wanting. This could be something. It don't have to be sin. It just be something that's hurting your body. I want to overcome. I don't want to get up and go through this here. I want to overcome it. So now you find God helping you. He's helping you to overcome. And he's going to help you to overcome everything, because he know where you are. He know just how old you are in him. He don't expect for you. If you've just been born, he don't expect for you to do what he do. But he expects where you are to give him what you got. He respects that. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Amen. We look at these young kids, they've grown, and especially my grandkid back there. All you children have grown. I'm just so proud of you. Praise the Leslie and all of you. I'm proud of y'all. I'm proud of you. Praise the Lord. Go on in God. Don't stop. Hallelujah. And I love it because you don't come to church every Sunday because you can't, because you work. But when you come, you got a great testimony. I love that. You ain't coming with, the devil under. No. You come with, praise the Lord. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I'm doing this thing. I'm doing it with Jesus. I go in my prayer closet. Praise the Lord. I say, oh boy, that's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you come here with the people that's been sitting here all this time and they got to listen to you, because they have a time to go in the closet. Praise the Lord that they got the pride you got, but they ain't going in the closet. They ain't going in the closet, because when you go in the closet, you're going to find something. I said, you get away and pray, you're going to find something. You know, so I'm going to tell this. I can't tell this. Sometimes my husband would get up. So he'd get up and I'm down there praying. He'd turn the light on. And he turned the TV up. And so I said, oh, Lord. You know. And so one day he turned the TV. I don't know the Lord. I said, honey, why you turn the light on? I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see it downstairs. I said, okay. All right. Daughter, she got, I don't pay her no attention. And so I told the Lord. Now, you think you're laughing now. I said, Lord, you should have gave Ernest a wife. Not a little piece of me. You know, I'm me. I'm just me. Mom. And so I prayed about it. I said, Lord, I know he cares, you know. But lo, it wasn't no light coming on down there no more. I said, oh, Dad must not be up. But the TV was so low, I couldn't. And so I just went over watching that. I went over and kissed him and I said, honey, thanks. Y'all ain't caught it. Cut that TV down. I got a guy. I tell you, my way is good. I love the way the Lord. You just let him trap over you? No, he's not trapping over me. I'm trapping over him. Yeah. Leave that alone. You know, here I say, Lord, I say, but I'm going to trust you. Because God answers prayer. God told me, all of a sudden, when I was up this morning, the Lord said, you go and tell them to cast their cares upon me. Woo-hoo. You worrying, you think you pleasing God because you sitting up there scratching your head. You're supposed to know what you're going to do because he's going to do it. You ain't going to do nothing because when he get done, it's going to be him that done it. Yeah. Worry ain't never changed nothing. And God told me, said, cast your cares upon me. He said, when you trust me, that's what makes me smile. Now, you stood up here and you said, boy, our testimony is something. I know. The main thing God wants us to do is follow. You set in places, high places with Jesus. You say, I can't be. Oh, let me tell you what I feel. Let me tell you what I feel. See, so when God tell me there's one God, I got no problems. Spirit. Y'all didn't catch that. So I can know it's just one God to have a put me in the loony house. I was crazy. I could do all you say, all you want. Well, now, it's going to take the power of the living. Ooh, hallelujah. And whatever price he had to pay to get it, my man, in the Garden of Gethsemane, I see him, a man, saying, say, Lord, if it be possible, God, Lord, if for you and for you. And he gave his life. And he, and now he'll give us everything. I've given to you. Now, you either believe it or you don't. So our prayers, okay? All we got to do is believe it. I said, Barbara, that's all. And Barbara was saying, she was talking about my ankle look good now, girl. My foot, I broke my ankle when I was a kid. And now it's, you know, Lord, I said, God, I ain't thought about taking it off my ankle. All of a sudden, he became so great in my heart. You can move a mountain. Yes. He said, the mountain in your life, you can move it. Scripture. Most people are emotional eaters. Don't got to have something in your mouth. I got to study that because, you know, that's what Eve is. But the first sin that was committed was in our mouth. Chewing. Stand here today. God, we got to overcome this. We said, well, no. But I want to lose that weight. Oh, come on. I'm not a big eater, but I'm snacking. I got to get a grape. I got to have an orange. What's that? I ain't got to absorb this work in your mouth. That's what it is. Your mouth, you just, oh, I'll let that alone. Brother Al, this is my year. Say, this is my year. This is my year. This is my time. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm going to live by the word. If the word said I'm going to do it, I'm going to all my heart, I'm going to try to do it. And God's word will not pass away. The Bible say what? Heaven and earth. And when the earth, I don't care what happened in the earth. I don't care what they do. But God's word is going to stand. We're going to stand before the word. And the word is going to. And people think it's funny, brother. They say, I had a pastor say it up. You know, God said he's going to judge you for every idle word. I mean, what are you talking about? Here's one more thing. I'm something. But God is restoring it. 2020, I told y'all now, 40 years. And God going to bring you out this 40th year. Well, now here's another one. These three pieces of paper, is that right? Well, you ain't got to say no. You ain't got to say. I know white dispels the. If you would just put an effort forth. Now, God ain't going to just run down and just jump on you because he didn't jump on you when you bought this stuff. That thing you've been trying to, you've been promising God. And then the year go through and you still ain't. And the year go through, but God is on your side. He done told us through prophecy this one. He told us through let's take it serious. If it's his work. His word was not by his word. I said, I was living by his word. And when the Lord told me to speak his name, I saw and I spoke. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he, he delivered. And it was his word that delivered me. The word Jesus. He delivered me. And I tell it everywhere I go. He's a deliverer. These ministers went, I ain't going to call nobody's name. Thank you, Jesus. And they went to this lady. Who had, what's that thing you get from doing? What? It's a disease. No, it's a disease they catch. AIDS. With AIDS. And I'm sitting here listening now. They say, so praise the Lord. We went up and I looked at this precious lady. And so. Cast that devil out. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Jesus sent us to cast the devil. You are a deliverer. Mm-hmm.
when he sent the devil out, heal the sick, cleanse the leper. That was our commission.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Dang. I'm going to be the last judge of whatever they're going through. Say. And they can make you think too, well, you got dust and stuff. You got your little, your man take in stuff. And so you take that in, and the devil say, ha, 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 ha. You shouldn't take in anything but what the word say. I'm telling you now, God showed me this. Hallelujah. I stood on the word of Jesus. I know his name about. I said it every tongue confess. Praise the Lord. I know it. I learned that. And so, but you know what? I knew it. And I'm a minister, but I started doing it.
There you go. Practice.
You got to practice it. Go to it. I don't care what it look like. God ain't looking at no, and God ain't scared of no. When I pray, I say, Lord, no. No plague gonna come down my dwelling. Cause unless I bet my foot against the stone, I'm gonna look. Seven gonna, what how many put fall at my side? Shoot. He told us to learn to. I say, I know enough of that. Wash your hand and count 20. They have you wash your hands. Who gonna sit up there and wash their hands and count 20? You wash your hands, you go up and then you drown. And you, I'm warning you, do not listen to these people. Listen to what God says. You say, I am more than a conqueror. That's not a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Everything. He can do it. I don't care what they call it. God ain't hung up in no names. And we supposed to go, oh. Ooh, you know. And so she don't ask me, Celeste, you know, I noticed you that she said, okay, so chemicals, your blood doing good. I said, yes. I said, I know if I do what I'm supposed to do, that God going to heal me. Because if I do what I'm supposed to do, God going to heal me. Healer. And we sing this. He's the Lord, my healer. And we sing all with you. Follow the word. Find out what the word say about your situation. Word say, because they may have an opinion too. You know, so look at the word. Say, let me see what I can. You listen. You got Google. You got this one and that one and this one and another one. And I mean, I'm scared of these things. I believe they hear you. You know, I'm kind of scared of this. I preach about that, but I'm telling you, something happened to me. I said, oh my God, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, if you don't keep the word, I have to leave you behind. You got to do what the words say do. Did you say something? When they say something, it's God speaking to you. Oh, God got to speak. He got. Yes. Amen. We have the voice. We are like the prophets. We are the voice of God. God anoint that kid. He get up there and he say something. And sometimes, you know, I say, boy, that wasn't under him. Boy, he really growing. And Al get up there and speak. He say something. He Al, but he my son. But I said, that's right. I hear him, how he's pulling and trying to do what God tell him to do. I said, well, then I'm going to try too, harder. But there's something over there I need to do. I'm going to do it because I thought I wasn't going to say nothing today.
Good.
I keep saying, amen. For he will hold man he is. But whoso look and listen into the perfect law of liberty,
right,
continue therewith. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed. Stand up. Stand. Stand. If we continue in the word, if we could be coming to this place, and no matter what shape we in, praise the Lord. Somebody, he speaks to us. He tell us what to do. He tell us what he loves us. Hallelujah. And I thought but come on back. My hands are stretched out still. Five times he said it in that word. His grace is sufficient. I said his grace is sufficient. I said it's, well, you know, the Lord will forgive me. Don't get that kind of spirit. Don't let the devil give you that kind of spirit. You're not supposed to do nothing that you know is wrong and do it willfully. Young people, old people, it's time. 10. If the Lord has put it in your heart to come to the altar, because God ain't gonna wait till you grow up to come. So, well, I gotta wait till she grow up and get 20. I wanna pray for the young people anyway, especially for Ari. You need something from God. If you're not saved, or if you say, Ari, If you don't know if you saved, get up here, get up here. Amen. Now these children got more sense than y'all got. But to keep that which I commit unto him. I commit my soul to him, brother. I do. You really going through a time in your life. How old are you, sweetheart? Woo, girl. This is, you know. And right now, I think that's what you is. Do that. But the Lord is telling you what he has taught you. That's right. He wants you to do that.